This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Chattanooga, Tennessee was the presidential venue of choice today. That Amazon warehouse you have been hearing oh so much about the last day or so. The speech this afternoon came with a twist, though, a hook, if you will, designed to lure Republicans. The president himself was fairly clear about the politics of the thing.
I don't want to go through the same old arguments where I propose an idea and the Republicans just say no because it's my idea.
All right, then, Mr. President, what do you got?
So I'm going to try offering something that serious people in both parties should be able to support. A deal that simplifies the tax code for our businesses and creates good jobs with good wages for middle-class folks who work at those businesses.
What's not to like? Businesses and Republicans get something, Democrats and consumers get something. Could work out pretty well all the way around. Marketplace's Lizzie O'Leary explains what it's going to mean big picture.
Yeah, so this grand bargain. Nothing new here. Non-starter. Sorry. I'm Lizzie O'Leary for Marketplace.
All right, we kid, but only a little bit. I mean, when the Speaker of the House, as he did today, declares a plan from the White House dead in the water before the president even gives the speech, the process does kind of seem to have broken down a little bit. But hang on just a second here, because on the face of it, what the president proposed today looks like a win for American businesses. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer unpacks it for us.
Right now, the corporate tax rate is 35%. President Obama would lower it to 28%. Big gift to business, right? Not exactly, says Bill Gentry, a tax economist at Williams College.
The headline seems to be we're lowering corporate tax rates, but then you look below the headline and it says, oh, but we're going to raise revenue with this.
President Obama wants to raise revenue by eliminating dozens of corporate tax breaks, deductions that let multinational corporations stash cash in tax havens overseas. Right now, big multinationals pay an average tax rate of only around 12%, lower even than the 28% President Obama is proposing. So they'd lose out under the president's plan. But there would be winners, according to Ann Mathias. She's a tax expert at Guggenheim Partners.
The real winners would be domestic U.S. companies that don't have a lot of international operations, some of the domestic healthcare services companies, domestic restaurant chains.
Mathias says these companies don't get the big tax breaks because they don't have big international profits. They're paying close to the full corporate rate. So that 28% rate President Obama wants would be a big tax cut for them. And there's one more huge winner.
This is lobbyist heaven.
Howard Gleckman is a tax analyst at the Tax Policy Center in Washington. He says lobbyists are already telling their multinational clients, we can fight the president's plan for a price.
They're all sending out their alerts to their members and saying, you're going to have to hire three more lawyers and this is going to be the biggest fight of your life. So this is wonderful if you're a lobbyist.
Gleckman doesn't expect companies that would win under the president's plan to do much lobbying. He says the losers always scream louder than the winners. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.